You're looking at Pablo Picasso's still life with a bottle of rum. Next to it is Georges Braque's still life with banderillas. As curator Sabina Riewald explains, both paintings date to Cubism's second phase.
This period, which started in 1911, is really the high or analytic Cubism. Until then, you could usually recognize what they had painted. During analytic Cubism, the last traces of realism have disappeared. Analytic Cubism has a cerebral palette where you don't have colors from nature, but you have browns, beiges, black, white. Look closely at the Picasso. Here you're hard-pressed to see the bottle of rum, but then you can see, I think, the neck and the top in the upper center.
In earlier Cubist works, Picasso dissected and then reassembled forms. Here, the objects remain fragmented. He creates a composition from overlapping planes, black lines, and dappled brushstrokes.
Now let's look at the Braque. Would you recognize the banderillas? I doubt it. First of all, you have to know what are banderillas. They are metal spikes which are put in the muscle of the bull so he weakens and it's easier for the torero to kill him. And you find them on the right part of the picture below the SSE. You see two spikes. I think they're sort of in right angle diagonal.
Both artists began featuring fragmented words in their art at this time. Here, Picasso offers a pun on the word letter, or lettre, in French. Braque refers to a bullfighting magazine called Le Torero. Picasso and Braque developed Cubism, one of the most influential visual art styles of the early 20th century, between 1907 and 1914. They painted these works during the summer of 1911, when they worked side by side in Céret, a small town in the French Pyrenees. Even experts have trouble differentiating their Serre canvases.